Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. You know it. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you the keys that will hopefully unlock that door to your happiness. That's what I'm shooting for, helping you to find your own happiness. And maybe when you do find it, you can share it. If this is your first time here, welcome to the show. If you like the podcast, maybe your friends will too. Help them find it. Why don't you share the podcast? You could just change somebody's life. You might even save their life. You never know. Words are very powerful. As you all know, I am working on my first book called The Positive Perspective. It is in the editing phases now. It should be out before the end of the year, just in time for Christmas presents. How about that? All right. You're probably listening on your phone, so pick that sucker up and send me a text. Let me know where you are, where you're listening, what platform you're listening on, what show you like, what's going on. Tell me something. Send me an emoji. I don't care. 304-506-3332, and I will get right back to you. Just ask people who text me. I get right back to you. All right. If you've got something going on in your life, you've got a story, and you want my perspective on it. Or you think maybe your story will help other listeners, kind of like the one today that I'm going to talk about. Go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. I'll talk about it on an upcoming show, and I'll give you a shout out on the air if you like. Just like Hannah Aston from Derbyshire, England, listening on Spotify. Hannah, that's very cool. You're in England on Spotify. And we got a lot of people on the text line after the last show. Barry Beach. Thanks, Barry. For texting me, David Krupp in Morgantown, right here in my hometown. David Krupp, how's it going? Patrick Arnold in Pittsburgh, listening on Spotify. The Be Positive podcast is part of his morning routine. I hope you're having a good day. Let's start your day good, Patrick. Alyssa from College Park, Maryland. I think I missed a shout out on the past couple shows. I told you I was going to do it, and I hate to go back on my word. So Alyssa in College Park, thanks for listening to the show. And Paige in North Carolina, listening on Spotify. And Paige had a quick question on a text line. She's getting married very soon. Congratulations. She wanted a couple tips on marriage, how to have a happy, positive, long-lasting marriage. And I got to tell you, the key to marriage is communication and laughter. And you just have to be able to accept each other's faults. And if you really love a person, you will make it work. And there's compromise on both sides of the fence. But trust and communication and laughter. It works for me. It's been working for 15 years so far, so that's good. All right, now we're to the part of the show when I go to the screen and I look over at the thought of the day and there is nothing there again. I got to start getting on this and putting something in there. So today, the thought for today comes right off the top of my head. Today, make time for yourself today. You deserve it. How are you going to be happy with yourself if you don't make time for yourself? Even if it's just sitting out on your patio looking up at the stars or taking a bike ride or a walk or reading a book or taking a quiet bath or maybe working on a computer, whatever it is that you want to do, do it by yourself and spend time with yourself. Even if it's doing nothing, just to get back into your own head, okay? So make time for yourself. All right, let's get to the show. My goodness, a lot of rambling on. Let's get to the show. Today's show comes from a text, actually. I better pay attention here. The show is called Self-Esteem and Relationships, and I had a nice conversation today with somebody today about this, quite a lengthy conversation, and I'll sum it up really quick here. This person, I guess he doesn't mind if I say his name. It's Barry. He's emailed me before, and I guess I missed the email and didn't talk about it on the show, but he's been in a relationship, and he was verbally abusive about 6 years ago, and his wife moved into the living room and spends very little time at home and avoids him as much as possible. She goes out with her friends. He thinks something's going on. Long story short, he wants to make it right. She's still living in the living room after 6 years. To me, I told him it's probably hard to repair that damage, but I don't know the whole story. And then towards the end, he's got two kids that are adults. And he's asking me if he said a few years ago, it'll take a little time for her to get past it. Well, it's been 6 years and it's still the same situation. So that's an awfully long time. And so when I asked him about how long he was married, he's been married 36 years, and the last six have gone south. So, and part of it, he blames himself, and part of it is the relationship is just not there. He's not getting back what he wants, and he really wants to make it work. And months, and he said past things that weren't great, but he's just hanging on to the situation and not knowing if it'll ever work out. So my advice to you, Brian, is to actually talk to your wife. You've been married 36 freaking years, right? You should be able to talk. You need to communicate and find out what's going on, and is there a future? Is there a chance? Without begging, and actually start analyzing what happened in the relationship and ask and talk. And even if whichever way that goes, if it goes to where you work it out or you separate, at least you will get some clarity. You will get some closure to where you'll know where you're at instead of this limbo that you've been in for 6 years, hoping things will work back out. Now, after 36 years, it's hard to say how strong your feelings are. Obviously, they're very strong and you want it to work out. But 6 years is a long time, and it doesn't sound promising is all I'm saying. I can't tell you what to do. So what I would think, what I would say in this situation, if you're in a situation similar to this where you're separated from your wife and you're trying to work it out and it's only a one-way street, your feelings are a one-way street, and you know, living in different rooms or different houses or different states or whatever, and it's just not working, you have to ask yourself, you have to sit down, and it's time to be honest with yourself, and you have to say, do I want to live like this? Is this what I thought my life would be? Do I want to spend my life with someone who is not giving me back the love that I'm giving to them? And the answer should be no. Because if you're not being fulfilled and you're constantly pouring your emotions into her cup, then eventually your emotion pitcher is going to be empty. Because it's not coming back. It's not going back and forth. So you have to actually sit back and get quiet and think about, do you really want to live this way? And another way to approach it, if you can't really be honest with yourself, because sometimes it's hard. After that many years, it could be very hard. It was hard for me when I was in a similar situation where I lived in a different room and my son was there, and there was no love left in the family, and I stayed together for the family only to realize a couple years later that this is not the way I want my son to think of a relationship. So I left, and it changed everything, changed the dynamic of our relationship. But it had to be done. It had to be done because I wasn't happy. And now, if I wouldn't have done that, I wouldn't be as happy as I am now. It was rough. It was rough. Trust me, it's going to be hard. And if after 36 years, it's not going to be easy. But you've been apart for six already. So think about that. And you have to look inside and realize that you need to build your self-esteem. It's not your fault. You have a love for somebody and it's not coming back. It's time to move on. If it's not coming back, unless you want to live that way. Now, that's totally up to you. I'm not telling you what to do, but if you want to live that way, that's fine. But I wouldn't want to. I would not want to live that way. So once you look inside and you figure out that you've come to terms that you need to do something, then you have to act on it. Act on it. But if you can't come to terms with it, if you just can't tell yourself, I need to move on or really put 100% into this relationship because we're both going to make it work. The way to do it objectively and easier is to step out of your own self. Okay? Imagine you have a friend, a really close friend, that is going through exactly what you're going through. Same situation. He's coming to you. He's talking about his problems. You're seeing it from the outside, what is going on. What would you tell your friend? What advice would you give that close friend who's in the same situation that you are in? And it's probably a lot different advice than you're telling yourself right now. You would tell them to do something totally different than you are actually doing. And I do that a lot. I step outside of myself and I say, what would I tell my friend if he was acting like this, or if he was being this kind of person, or if he was in this situation? What advice would I give to somebody? And you could talk to yourself in a third party and actually be objective, because you're not talking about yourself. You're talking about somebody else, so you can be honest. You don't have to lie to yourself. And then once you say it and you realize it, and then the sky opens up and you're just like, oh my gosh, I've been so blind. I know what I need to do. Because bottom line, the whole reason for living and being, having our energy take on this physical form, this temporary physical form that we're in, because we're all made of energy. I say it all the time. We can't be created or destroyed. So this is just a temporary, pass with, the human experience. The whole reason is to experience happiness and love. And it's honestly why I think we're here. And we're not doing very good as a race, but as individuals, there's a lot of us doing well. But you have to have self-esteem, be proud of yourself. And how do you build that self-esteem? How do you do that? First, you have to know this. You are perfect just the way you are. You have to feel okay with who you are. Accept exactly where you are in life. Good, bad, or indifferent. Accept it and own it. And I say that all the time. Own it. It's who you are. It doesn't matter what other people think. Own it. If you don't like it, change it. But you have to love yourself right where you are at this point in life. If you want to change it, you can. If you're in a situation to where your relationship is going south, you've got to make the decision. Now, and to get your self-esteem up to where it needs to be and your self-confidence, sometimes it's good to actually make a success list. And what do I mean by that? I mean, sit down and actually write down your successes in life. Big, small, it doesn't matter. Your successes. You learned how to ride a bike. Learned how to juggle. You were nice to somebody. You held a door for somebody. And little successes and nice things. And go through your life, your day, and write down all the things good and successful that has happened to you. You managed your money that day and, you know, didn't overdraw your account if your money's tight. Whatever it is, write it down and then look at it and come to grips with how good you really are. And one more thing that you can do that I do this often. I do it often and it really works for me. I don't know if it'll work for you, but for me, when I get up in the morning and I get either before I get in the shower or after when I'm getting ready for work, I'll look in the mirror. I will look in the mirror. I call it the mirror reinforcement. I look into the mirror and I acknowledge who I am. I acknowledge the fact that I have been given the gift of life right now. I got to wake up again and start another day, and I acknowledge my existence and my successes and my failures and everything. And I'm okay with whatever it is because it's leading me to my happiness. And I'm happy every day because I can look in the mirror at myself. And you look yourself straight in the eye. It's hard to do. Try it. Get in front of a mirror, stare yourself straight in the eye, and tell yourself that you're a good person. Start with your name. Nat, you're a great guy. And I love you. And it's really hard to say that to yourself. But once you start building that self-love, that self-confidence, that self-esteem, it all starts growing and you start reacting and living from the heart instead of from the head. And the heart is the center of your energy. So as you start living more from the heart and giving out that positive energy, it will come back to you. It all comes back. So you just have to own it, admit your mistakes and your successes, and realize that you are awesome. You're perfect just the way you are because you chose to be the person that you are. And if you're not where you want to be, that's okay. Accept where you are and make the appropriate changes and adjustments to get to where you want to be. So I hope that helps you to build your self-esteem. A really good one is that mirror challenge. You look right in the mirror and talk to yourself, and it's hard to stare at yourself without laughing. Well, me anyway, I got a goofy face, but you look at yourself, tell yourself that you're good and you're happy and you're loved and you love yourself. And don't go crazy with it though, but just, I would do that as often as you can and make time for yourself today. All right. Hannah, Barry, David, Patrick, Alyssa, Paige, thanks for taking the time to let me know you're listening to the show. Yeah, I really appreciate it. From England to Maryland to Pittsburgh to right here in Morgantown and North Carolina, all over the place. I love the fact that you guys are taking the time and listening to the show and just giving me all this positive input. Be on the lookout for the book later in the year. Pick up your phone, text me 304-506-3332. And also, I would like to ask you to go to bepositivepodcast.com and click on the merch tab. Every penny I make from everything I sell is going into getting this book published as soon as possible. So please go pick something up. There's mugs and shirts and leggings and whatever, bags. There's all kind of stuff there. And there's going to be some newer stuff that I'm going to be adding to the store shortly. So maybe hopefully some water bottles and who knows, sanitizers, who knows, all kind of stuff. But anyway, check it out. It will really help me. BePositivePodcast.com. Click on the merch tab. All right, that's the show. Self-esteem and relationships. I hope it helps you and yours. Barry, good luck with that. I'd like to hear how this turns out. I know you're going through a tough time, but hang in there. We're all pulling for you, buddy. All right, my name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.